start. Yeah, welcome to my talk.
So.
My name is Janina Wirman. I'm working at the Fraunhofer Institute for Solar Energy Systems. And it's not the same institute as previously mentioned by Sahid. Yes. So we are lucky enough to have our own photogoniometer. We don't need to build one. So we have a PG2 by Peter Akin-Benevitz. And I will talk about simulating patterned photovoltaic glass with these data-driven variable resolution VRDFs. So what we have learned, or we have learned quite a lot about daylight glare yesterday in the workshop of Jan. And in Jan's examples, glare was usually caused by the sun, and I, in my research, focus rather on the glare which is caused by the reflection of the sun on PV modules. And usually the cover glass of PV modules is just flat or just slightly patterned, and this can cause discomfort or even disability glare. And one solution to reduce glare can be to just use textured glass on the cover of the PV module to have a more diffusely reflection behavior. And the glare analysis usually relies on luminance images. So before doing a PV installation, it is good to do a glare analysis. And if we want to do one with tensor tree VRDFs, we need to know how accurate are these the use of these tensor tree VRDFs in the context of glare from PV modules. And what I did is a study, experimental and simulation study, to compare first the measured and the tensor tree VRDFs, and then also compare measured and simulated luminance images for different samples. The four different samples are shown here. So we have one that is just slightly textured sample groups, and then we have two that are moderately textured sample pyramids and pits. The name indicates the texture. And then we have a special sample which we produced in-house with a laser and an etching process, which is strongly textured and reflect quite diffusely. And as a preparation for the measurements, the samples were blackened on the back to imitate PV modules. So we have, rather than doing mini PV mini modules, we have a homogeneous surface without any connectors. So this increases the comparability between the different samples. So the study I present consists of an experimental part and a simulation part. And the experimental part was performed at our institute at the rooftop. So I just needed to wait for sunny day, which is not as hard in Freiburg because it's the sunniest, or the city with the most sun hours in Germany. But of course, this came along with about 30 degrees, so I was melting a bit. This image here shows the setup. So we have a sample stand or mount. We have the sample, which can be also rotated, and we have a luminance camera. And then we took luminance images for the four different samples and for four different scenes. And as a teaser, we have the photos of the sample pits, which represent the four different scenes. The other part was the simulation part. So to obtain luminance images, we first measured the BRDFs of the sample with our photogoniometer, PG2. It is depicted over here, and we have used a halogen lamp, which enters the room through a hole in the wall, and is then falling onto the sample holder. So the sample is mounted here in green, and we can also turn it to change the polar angle. We measured 8 and 10 to 80 degrees in steps of 10. And we can also change the azimuthal angle, which we change just depending on the symmetry of the sample. And then we have a detector, which is at the moment just up at the top, which is a silicon detector with a V-lambda filter in front of it. Which we used just because we are interested in glare, so the sensitivity of the human eye is important. And during the measurement, the detector spins around the room on the surface of the sphere indicated by the blue lines, and it just measures on the fly. And of course, it is a higher resolved than just the blue lines, but you wouldn't see anything if all the blue lines or all the measurements were there. So after the measurement, we transformed the measured data to tensor tree data with PubOpto to BSDF and BSDF tensor tree. And afterwards, we rebuilt the scenes, the four different scenes we measured on the rooftop. Got the octree and then generated luminance images with V-rays and R-trays and the following parameters. So before we compare the luminance images, we first have a look at our measured and simulated data. So here we see the sample groups and an incident polar angle of 20 degrees and an azimuthal angle of 0 degrees. And I will just show images of azimuthal angles of 0 degrees, just to don't overwhelm you with images. And we see it is only slightly textured sample. So we have a peak, which is at the same position as we would expect of a flat surface, but it's just a bit widened. And we also have a direct hemispheric reflectance of a bit more than 4%, which is also what we would expect from a flat surface under near normal incidence. So now take a look at the tensor tree BRDF, which is depicted over here, and we can see they are quite similar. Even the direct hemispheric reflectance is quite similar. So the representation seems to work. So let's have a look at a different angle. For higher incidence angles, we would expect a higher reflectance, direct hemispheric reflectance, which is the case. And this is the first case where the presentation does not work as good. So the peak we get, again, specular peak position has a peak shape for the measured data, but in the simulated data, it's just not as resolved. Despite the fact that the direct hemispherical reflectance is higher for the simulated data than for the measured data. Then I also want to show us a very nice reflection distribution. It is the one of the soundproof pyramids, again under 20 degree polar incidence. And here we have a more diffuse distribution, and we don't even have a strong specular peak at 20 degree outgoing polar angle. Again, we see that representation is not bare, but it just lacks some information. But the direct hemispheric reflectance is again quite similar. I will not show all the images, but maybe just a few that are, let's say, interesting or rather interesting. So we have a high polar incidence angle for the PITS sample here measured, and here the peaks cannot be resolved at all, so we just have like a blurry thing over here, and even the direct hemispheric reflectance doesn't match. So it seems like in some cases the representation works good, and in some it doesn't work as good. What the reason is, it's a thing we need to find out still. So then I have, in my opinion, the most interesting candidate, the laser sample, which for me is the most promising to reduce glare, just because it reflects very diffusely. And it doesn't look like it here, just because the scale is so low, so the VADF values are very low compared to the other samples. But again, the representation is not very good. So it can represent these site, I wouldn't call them peaks, hills, bumps, but not sure what's going on here. The direct hemispheric reflectance is similar. So in general, we see some peaks cannot be resolved with the tensor tree representation, and at some point there's also some rather strange behavior. So we will probably see this in the luminance images as well. So we have a look at them. So on the left side, we see the luminance image for the groove sample and the second perspective. And we see, quite strong reflections over here, which are not represented in the simulated image over here. Yes. And I have another example, and even an example that shows still the problems we have. So this sample is much darker, or the measured sample is much darker than the simulated luminance image. And what I also did was extracting like a big image section from all the different scenes and all the different samples to compare the luminance values better, not just by sight. And that's the image section for the first scene, I took and I also extracted the average luminance image from the simulated and the measured image. The error we obtain and the 95% percentile of the luminance distribution as well. And I'll only show it for the group sample just to not overwhelm you with numbers. Because it represents what we see for all samples. We have sometimes average values that are overestimated and sometimes values that are underestimated in all the different scenes. So what we can summarize is that the representation of the tensor tree BRDFs or of the measured BRDFs by the tensor tree BRDFs is reasonably well. Often peaks cannot be resolved as well. Maybe there's some option to tune or adjust the radiance parameters. And we have even larger differences in the luminance images, which are probably not only due to the BRDF differences, but also maybe of the sky model that is used, which we have heard some presentations on the problems there as well. So there's still some ongoing process, of course. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to present my results, and I'm happy to answer any questions.